man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks. Here we are at the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. Paul Fromm's with me in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
It's July 17th, 2018. Thank you all for tuning us in. And a few of you will have a chance to appear on the show by calling 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll get ourselves updated as best we can in our brief hour on the Trump phenomenon, which continues to be phenomenal. One thing I saw in my observation, like you, in the last 24 hours, is a great appearance by Rand Paul backing Donald Trump. It was on a Wolf Blitzer show remember the name for Wolf's, I don't know if he's still using that name, the Situation Room. Wolf goes into the Situation Room. What a pretentious...
He's just insufferable flake.
He is horrible. But he was especially bad in his attempted interview with Rand Paul, and I'll play you a little bit of that. Paul actually got so irritated at Blitzer that he said, you know, Wolf, you usually do better than this in interviews. That was... and the... let me see if I actually have that video for you. And then he... At the end of the interview, he doesn't even acknowledge. We don't know. There's no way.
It's a disgrace that we can't get.
No, there's no. I don't think there's any way we can know whether Paul actually could hear Blitzer. But he didn't even respond to Blitzer's final comment. He was so outraged, really, at Blitzer's behavior. And Blitzer. Well, I'll have to play it for you. Why should I summarize it? I'll play it for you. Here's the... let's look at the top stories here on Breitbart. Rand Paul, Trump did a good thing by meeting with Putin. And here's the way Breitbart covers it. Tuesday... Senator Rand Paul spoke with CBS this morning about President Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin. Paul said it was not fair to criticize Trump for meeting with and speaking good of Putin simply because of the human rights violations under his leadership, reasoning that if the United States only met with countries with perfect constitutional republics, there would be added conflict because of how few countries like that exist.
Yeah.
And he says, I think the president did a good thing by meeting with Putin, and I think it's a mistake for people to try to turn this into a partisan escapade. So that was his interview with CBS. But his, I'll get you the Wolf Blitzer interview, which is even better than that. Well, here, let's just listen to Rand Paul.
Kentucky Republican Senator, that's Rand Paul, joins us now from Capitol Hill. He's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he supported President Trump's decision to meet with Vladimir Putin. Senator Paul, long time no see. Very good to see you this morning. Thank you for joining us. Listen, you've heard the avalanche of criticism and negativity, appalling, shameful, disgraceful, shocking. It's coming from all sides, and I'm wondering, you're here this morning, are you doing a cleanup on aisle three?
Well, you know, I think we ought to take a step back and look at the bigger picture and decide whether or not we want to have conversations with even our adversaries. During the height of the Cold War, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Kennedy had a direct line to Khrushchev, and I think the world is a safer and a much better place because we had that line of communication. We
Senator
had ambassadors.
Paul,
to,
Senator Paul,
had, let me finish my
okay.
question. If you're going to ask questions,
okay.
let me finish.
All right. Now, notice what this chick is doing. And I would use a disparaging phrase for a man or a woman interrupting Rand Paul, which is exactly what Wolf Blitzer did. Rand Paul, really one of the great giants now in the Senate, a really important man and a esteemed figure. The media people just cut right into him. This particular woman, I have no idea what her name is. I don't know. I have no idea who this woman is. I can tell you she's wearing a wig though. And she just cuts right into Rand Paul. It's no problem. Just the contempt or the arrogance of these people.
Right.
It was also, I think, a good idea that we've continued to have ambassadors and diplomatic relations with Russia, even though they are our adversaries.
Senator Paul, I don't think anybody would object to trying to have a good relationship with Russia. I think the problem is that he seemed to throw the American intelligence community under the bus while doing that. Is there a
Actually,
part of you that
I would,
wishes?
I
is there a part
incorrect.
Of you that wishes?
I think that's incorrect. I think what you just said, that no one would object to him meeting with Putin. Every Democrat on Capitol Hill objected to him meeting with Putin. Every neoconservative and warmonger on the also objected to it. So, yes, the vast majority of the foreign policy community, the bipartisan consensus, said you shouldn't meet with Putin. They also said he shouldn't meet with Kim. And this is an extraordinary thing about President Trump that should be lauded and not belittled, is that he is willing to meet with adversaries to try to prevent us from having World War III.
Senator, you talked about the Cold War history, and one of the things that was distinct about both President Kennedy, you mentioned, and President Reagan, was that they did two things. They both met with America's adversaries, and they were quite clear about America's moral view about the repression of both the Soviet Union and then subsequent to that, Russia now.
Yeah, this is another guy. So they're doing team up, gang up on Rand Paul. But I love the way Rand Paul handled that right there. And I love how he's forthright. He doesn't take crap from these media clowns. But that's all we've heard, folks, in the last 24 hours is a deluge from the lamestream media of this is an outrage. This is an impeachable offense. Donald Trump having a great meeting, and it was a great meeting with Vladimir Putin, having a great, I mean, an extraordinarily great press conference in which magnificent sentiments were voiced both by Putin and Trump. That would make anybody, any patriot glad, Russian or American patriot. This is transformed by the delusional, and Rand Paul got it right in his Wolf Blitzer interview. He called it Trump delusion syndrome. Trump derangement syndrome. Paul was directly accusing Wolf Blitzer of being possessed by Trump derangement syndrome.
I was listening to my source of all wisdom and knowledge as usual today, CNN, and there was somebody there ranting I know who it was. It's Bernstein, you know, from the Washington Post, and he was saying, you know, we don't really know anymore whether the president is on our side. In other words, almost said he was a Russian agent, and that he chooses the Russian point of view over the American security establishment. I mean, he's basically calling him a traitor. I'm seldom shocked. You expect virtually nothing from the mainstream media, but this was, even for them, going pretty far. And as usual, they quoted the normal neocon suspects, Flake and Lindsey Graham, Corker, all of whom they're just slavering for war with Russia. And as somebody who's taught journalism, I just shake my head at what goes on. This is not news. This is just non-stop rant, like a primal shriek against Donald Trump. I force myself to watch it simply to be aware. But it is boring. I mean, really boring.
Well, yes, and as good you watch it, as good actually that all of us watch it, because it's right before our eyes, George Orwell wrote 1984, and in the book, and there are other books that touch on this theme, where you are presented and something exactly the opposite, what you are seeing with your own eyes is described as its opposite, yeah. And you are expected... You are expected to believe this. And this is actually the ultimate. This is where George Orwell, this is the ultimate state. This is the state of brainwashing and of control over information and over your thinking that Orwell describes as actually being achievable. He is saying that if Big Brother masters the art of disinformation and communication control successfully, you will be able to be staring with your own eyes at something that's red, and Big Brother will tell you it's green, and you will believe it. Pick any opposite or any contradiction or hypocrisy you wish to imagine. And that is the state of control over your mind. And that's what we've experienced here for the last 24 hours, is that all of the stations, well, let me see if I can find some of the, here on Breitbart, let me see if I can't find a couple of them and read them to you, just for the flavor of it. Here's one, I will find the one from Joe Scarborough. I was just looking for Scarborough's. CNN's Baldwin. This is her name is something. Her name is Baldwin. Anyway, CNN's Baldwin on Trump's Russian visit. How gullible does he think Americans are? And then here's one, Hoyer, a host named Hoyer. He says Trump committed treason and the Democrats may pursue impeachment. This is Steny Hoyer. Here's another one. Now, I haven't read this one yet. We'll go to it. Paul Ryan piles on. Wow, that could be interesting, Paul. A lot of Pauls here. Rand Paul, Paul Ryan, Paul Fromm. Joy Behar, treason. She calls it treason. Morning Joe says Putin has something over Trump. Then John Brennan, the former, the traitor and former CIA director, says this is a betrayal of the nation. Then here's Senator Nelson says, Mike Pompeo should tell us what Putin has hanging over Trump. And then Chris Matthews says, Trump trying to game the media. And then Janine Pirro asks, what was Trump supposed to do? Shoot Putin? So let's go back to some of these. But Rand Paul gets it right. Janine Pirro gets it right. We got it right yesterday when we described the Trump visit with Vladimir Putin as brilliant, as wonderful, and it was. It was great. It was a man of peace talking to another man, Putin, who wants peace. And wonderful that Putin replied, are you glad that Trump was elected? And he said, yes, because he doesn't want to go to war with us.
And yeah, folks, that's a very good comment. Russia was through two terrible wars. The massive incompetence of the Tsar led to colossal losses in the First World War. And then in the Second World War, the Soviet Union was occupied to a considerable extent by Germany, and a lot of fighting went on their territory. It's believed that something like 20 million Russians died in World War II, not all of them soldiers. But so Russia has seen horrible war firsthand within living memory of some old people, and Putin doesn't casually want to go to war because the next war might well involve nuclear weapons, and then really all bets are off.
Now here's the president himself agreeing with you, Paul, 56 minutes ago. This is great. Less than an hour, our president tweeted to us, the meeting between President Putin and myself was a great success, except in the fake news media. Then, earlier, here's what he tweeted. Thank you, Rand Paul. And then he quotes Rand Paul, who had said the president has gone through a year and a half of totally partisan investigation. What's he supposed to think? We'll come right back with your calls and more. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come.
good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Let's not listen to Kelso's analysis of this. Let's listen to the man himself. Let's listen to Donald Trump. So I've got the audio for you right here. This is Donald Trump with Tucker Carlson answering exactly the question Paul and I are asking. Only this time it's Donald Trump answering the question. And this is incredible.
We asked the president about this along with many other issues. Tonight we're running fewer commercials and airing our extended interview with the president. Here's part one of that conversation. Mr. President, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
The reaction to your press conference in Washington was swift and intense. Former CIA Director John Brennan described it as treasonous and a potentially impeachable offense. Why the push toward conflict with Russia in Washington on both sides?
Well, I think Brennan's a very bad guy. And if you look at it, a lot of things happened under his watch. I think he's a very bad person. I also think that when you watch Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, when you watch all of the things that have happened, and happened Comey, take a look at that, and McCabe, who's got some pretty big problems, I assume. You look at the deception, the lies, what's gone on in the last fairly long period of time before I won. I mean, long before I won, during the campaign, I guess probably during the Republican, you know, when I was fighting against 17 other Republicans. So this has been going on for a long time, but these are people that, in my opinion, are truly, they're bad people, and they're being exposed for what they are, and it's a shame that it has to happen. But
now, a whole lot was just said right there, folks. They're being exposed for what they are, and that's exactly the point we were making yesterday. It's good. You know, you're talking about, Paul, how it's hard to listen to these people. It's good that we're hearing them, that we're hearing them, because they are, in fact, exposing themselves. With this degree of hate, with Trump derangement syndrome, they're revealing who they are. And Donald Trump, notice that he comes out swinging. He just says John Brennan is a very bad person.
It's really hurt our country.
Their view is that the United States is forever in conflict with Russia, which is our chief global adversary. And anyone who doesn't believe that is betraying the United States. Without taking up whether that's true or not, why do you think there is this bipartisan consensus on that in Washington?
Well, it's sort of incredible, because you look at World War One and World War Two. That was Germany. And in World War Two, Russia lost 50 million people and helped us win the war. And I was saying to myself the other day, I said, you know, Russia really helped us. I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. You know, Russia and the United States control 90% of the nuclear weapons in the world. And getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Are they our chief adversary, would you say?
Well, they're a strong military, but their economy is much smaller, as you know, than China. And I don't want to even use the word adversary. We can all work together. We can do great. Everybody can do well. And we
now notice again, folks, Donald Trump gets it. He really has command of the facts that more than 90% of the nukes. And he says, I don't want to call them an adversary. They're a strong nation. And he's got exactly the right kind of temperament and judgment to keep us safe. And notice that was his concern.
And I really hear an echo from the art of the deal, where Trump mentions in his book that for a good deal, both sides have to feel they're getting something. It's not much of a deal if one side is just absolutely screwed. There may be occasions where people are forced into such a thing, but that's not ideal. And you know, I think the way he characterizes Russia is good. They've got a strong military. They don't have a very strong economy. They are a player, as is China. China has a big military, but it also has a huge economy and an immense population. He didn't say that, but I mean, those are facts that are out there. And I think Trump is suggesting, especially with Russia, they've got a lot of nukes. We've got a lot of nukes. We've got to work out a way so they're in the car.
And notice, Paul, notice what he said. I don't want people to even think of the use of nukes.
Yeah.
In other words, this is, folks, something really, really important about Trump that we've been saying about him for the longest time is proving itself right now, in that he is a peace president, and that these people, and Tucker Carlson makes the point, it's bipartisan. These war hawks, these warmongers, nuclear trigger happy people include Republicans like John McCain. McCain was out there just instantaneously, reflexively, after the Trump's news conference with Vladimir Putin. He was jumping up and down and screaming, you know, this is treason. This is the worst performance by an American president ever in history. You know, what's wrong with John McCain? This guy is a sick puppy. This guy, who should appreciate the tragedy of war, doesn't get it at all. He wants war. And here's the thing we're learning, folks, is that the people who've been running our country, they actually love war. Thank God we're getting rid of these people. Thanks to Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Just a You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me,
a good time fella. I ain't black. I ain't yellow.
Looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, all you white boys out there looking for a place to do your thing, and all you white gals looking for a place to do your thing. What Merle Haggard's saying right there is that that's really kind of what the nature of the contest is. We are looking for a place to do our thing, which is to be us.
To have our own homeland.
We have our own homeland, have our own kids, have our own, you know, our own communities, and keep our civilization. Thank you very much. That's all we're looking for, a place to do our thing.
The way it was when you and I were growing up in the 50s and 60s, where America was 90%. White, you know, and Canada was probably 96-98%. You know, I mean, it was a European white country. It had problems. Both of our countries had problems, but that was our environment. Now we are being replaced by the middle of the century. will be a minority in both our countries.
And but you must mention also, of course, that the European nations themselves were all 100% white. There was a tiny little sprinkling of, you know, weird looking people who, you know, had come in from the colonies, so to speak. In France and Paris, you'd see the occasional Maghrebian from, you know, Tunisia or Algeria. And in Britain, you'd see the odd Paki who was, you know, doing a business deal in London or something. But, you know, all of the European nations, and of course the ones that had no colonies, were utterly white. They were lily white. Sweden was lily white. And yeah. So were all the – there were no non-whites in those countries. So we are. We're just white boys and gals looking for a place. That's a country, a place to do our thing. Actually, Merle Haggard has more succinctly stated our cause than anyone. Now, listen to this. Let's go to let's go back to Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson. This is a brilliant conversation that occurs. And notice this. Notice that Donald Trump is listening. Well, here, I'll let you listen to it from Donald Trump. He says, I listen to your show. Listen to this. This is great. Let me go back to the point where he says that. So, Donald Trump sitting down, I think they're in the White House, right after his trip. And Donald Trump invites Tucker Carlson over and says, let's talk. This is a strategic media move by Donald Trump. Saying this is his counterpunch to Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer and Chris Cuomo. Listen to this.
Can do well and we can live in peace. But I think it's very, very important, you know, and I've watched your show a lot, and I see how you're talking about the magnificent size of China. You look at the size of what they've done in a fairly short period of time. That's because of a lot of bad leadership on behalf of the United States. We allowed that to happen. We allowed them to make hundreds of billions of dollars. And right now, as you see, and you probably have noticed, that things are happening. We have to bring it more into line. We have to level the playing field between the United States and China. And we've increased our net worth. We've increased our worth by more than $7 trillion since the election. And we're about twice the size of China, our economy. But China still is a massive economy. They have the second biggest by far.
So NATO. NATO was created chiefly to prevent the Russians from invading Western Europe. I think you don't believe Western Europe's at risk of being invaded by Russia right now. So what is the purpose of NATO right now?
Well, that was the purpose. And it's okay. It's fine. But they have to pay. And they weren't paying. And other presidents went and they'd make a speech and then they'd leave and nothing would happen. And, you know, the fact that they didn't pay is not, you know, new. It's not a new fact. This is something that people have known for a long time. Other countries were delinquent. You know, in the real estate business, we use the word delinquent. They didn't pay. They didn't pay for past. So I went there 3-4 days ago, and I said, folks, you got to pay. Because we're not going to pay from 70 to 90, and I think 90 is really the right, you know, depending on the way you define it, 90%. We're not going to pay 90% of the cost to defend Europe. And on top of that, the European Union kills us on trade. We lost $151 billion last year on trade. They don't take our product. They don't take our farmers' beautiful goods. They don't take our cars. And if they do, the rate of tax is many times what we would charge them. We only charge them 2.5%. Their tax, their tariff is very substantially higher. I mean, in the case of China, we charge 2.5% when they send a car. And when we send a car into China, they charge us 25%. How is that fair trade? You know, people say, oh, we don't want tariffs. But how is that fair when one country gets 25% and another country gets 2.5%? And by the way, the one getting 25 doesn't even want the cars. They want them to build those factories. They want those factories built in China. They want those factories built in Europe.
Now, folks, this man is such a genius. The ideas just keep coming. They are such profound ideas. No president, no major political figure ever spoke these things to us. For example, just as an example, the last point he made, he said the Chinese charge a 25% tariff on any car from us. But it's worse than that. They don't even want any car from us. They want Chevrolet to build a plant in China that will give them all of our technology and trade secrets, and then build the car in China, and then they'll tax it, and they'll tax Chevy, and then take the car, and the money, and the technology. Nobody else. This is so obvious. Why didn't somebody point this out to us before? We didn't have a genius like Donald Trump. But notice the significance. It's hitting us all so fast. It's so huge, folks. Donald Trump he's watching Tucker Carlson every day. He's watching Sean Hannity. And he's recognizing that here's what he has to deal with. Here's what all the other networks are. Here's what he has to listen to. And you, the American people, have to listen to. Here's Christiane Amanpour, who really, she's a classic left-wing communist, America-hating traitor. Here she is.
Can't these stations get anybody who's American? I mean, you turn them on, and they're from all over the world. And I wonder, I feel, well, who the hell are you to be preaching to the United States? Maybe I should talk to your country, whatever it is, in Iran, and start running my mouth there. They'd run me into prison right fast.
Here's Christiane Amanpour sitting with Anderson Cooper by the waterside there in Helsinki. This is just exactly what all of the media people, except the Fox people, this is what they are all saying.
Many, many, many days, weeks, and months of analysis on this. But to John's point about Syria, insert laughter here. I mean, it is an absolute disgrace. It's a parody of a disgrace, that. And particularly since the two of them, both presidents, did talk in very elliptical ways about this bizarre deal that may be being cooked up over Syria to protect Israel. Insert what other people have been potentially saying, that they will let this butcher, Bashar Assad, stay if they can figure out how to prevent Iran from threatening Syria. That's Israel, rather. That's what's apparently in the works. So the idea that they're now, and Putin has done this for years, the poor people of Syria, will help them out, humanitarian. I mean, it's Putin who stood in the way, along with his clients in Syria, of any kind of resolution, including...
She goes on and on with her left-wing rant. But Donald Trump has to listen to this, and we have to listen to this. And if it weren't for of course, we have our little network here. But could we fight this onslaught? Could we fight something of this size? Well, not effectively. But Fox actually has a chance, because they have the biggest numbers, they have the most successful shows, and Donald Trump is, when he gives an interview to Tucker Carlson, he is fighting back with that interview. Here he is. Now let's resume with Donald Trump.
So now we're doing things that have never been done before in this country, and you see what's going on. It's been very pleasant to watch.
So membership in NATO obligates the members to defend any other member that's attacked. That's so right. Let's say Montenegro, which joined last year, is attacked. Right. Why should my son go to Montenegro to defend it from attack?
I understand what you're saying. I've asked the same question. Montenegro.
You hear that, folks? You hear the tone there?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I've asked the same question. Why should Tucker's son go to war to defend Montenegro? And you can hear what Donald Trump's answer is. You hear it in his tone.
Yes.
You got to be able to hear it. He's saying, the hell with that. That's stupid. And so, no, I'm not signing up for that John McCain kind of let's go to war mentality.
Is a tiny country with very strong people.
Yeah, I'm not against
right.
Or Albania.
No, by the way, they're very strong people. They're very aggressive people. They may get aggressive. And congratulations, you're in World War III.
And that's what happened in World War I.
Yeah.
A Masonic inspired group of conspirators run by Serbian intelligence concocted a plot to assassinate the heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, and they ended up killing him and his wife. And that it was on. We don't want to rehash the whole history of the First World War, but these crazy hotheads, if Russia had not gone to war to support Serbia, when Austria-Hungary decided to put a beating on Serbia to punish them for the assassination, if Russia could have just held back and said, to some extent you deserved it, we'll help you rebuild after you get a good beating. The hotheads got them involved, and once they got involved, most of the other European powers then took sides and got involved, and the massacre was on.
And bringing it right to our president, folks, Bill Clinton got us into war in Serbia and the former Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
With no reluctance at all. Now, listen to the greatness of this man. Listen to his tone as he says, congratulations, you're in World War III. This is a utter world historical genius, folks. The biggest genius we will ever see on the world stage. Here he is. Listen to this.
You know, Montenegro is a tiny country with very strong people.
Notice what he does there. Right out of the art of the deal, Paul, he's complimenting the other guy. So he says, very strong people. The Montenegrins are huge, folks. They're some of the tallest people in the world. Very strong people. So he's complimenting them. But notice where he gets the truth out as well.
Yeah, I'm not against Montenegro or Albania.
No, by the way, they're very strong people. They're very aggressive people. They may get aggressive. And congratulations, you're in World War III. Now, I understand that, but that's the way it was set up. Don't forget, I just got here a little more than a year and a half ago.
Right.
But I took over the conversation 3 or 4 days ago, and I said, you have to pay. And the Secretary General said that because of President Trump, last year we had an additional $44 billion, dollars raised for NATO. And this year it's going to be much more than that. And the countries all agreed. It was very unfair. They weren't paying. So we're not only are we paying for most of it, but they weren't even paying. And
now, let's go to the president's tweets, because he tweets right on this very same subject within the same 12-hour period when he's talking to Tucker Carlson. This is President Trump. 12 hours ago, he said this. I had a great meeting with NATO. He says, while I had a great meeting with NATO, raising vast amounts of money, what he just said, I had an even better meeting with Vladimir Putin of Russia. Sadly, it is not being reported that way. The fake news is going crazy. Now, it's all right there. 11 hours ago, tweeted to us, 100 million of us who are Trump Twitter followers, exactly what really happened. Now, notice this. He tweeted in the last 24 hours. I will be interviewed on Sean Hannity tonight at 9 p.m. and on Tucker Carlson tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Enjoy. He says, another tweet. This is all in the last 24 hours. I would rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in pursuit of politics. That's a quote, folks, that will your grandchildren will be reading that quote as coming from one of the greatest men who ever lived.
Sometimes you do have to take a risk. A completely different topic, but the new president of Ethiopia and I think the longtime president of Eritrea recently met in each other's capitals weekends back to back and seemed to have settled a 20-year bloody fortune-draining war between the two areas, and for both of them, it was a bit of a risk. It's easier to continue bashing the other guy. Everybody's comfortable with that. Your opponent has been called the son of a bitch, and so on. So it's not hard to just continue that, but to actually take the risk to make peace. For the long run, and I don't know how that's going to work, and probably it isn't really our concern. We have to be concerned about white countries, but Donald Trump did take a risk. It would be easy to continue to bash Russians, and all the neocons would have loved them. And he's quite right.
And notice what he does. If you're looking at his Twitter account, folks, Donald Trump tweets, an image, a picture of himself, a beautiful picture of himself standing cufflink to cufflink next to Vladimir Putin. The two men relaxed, strong, sure of themselves, great men. And they're standing next to each other. It communicates to your eyes that these two men appreciate each other. and that they appreciate peace, and that that's what they want, and they agree. Is Donald Trump colluding with Vladimir Putin? You bet. You bet he's colluding with Vladimir Putin. He's, as one great man with another great man, both of whom have peace in their heart, yes, they recognize that the United States is controlled, the deep state is controlled by insane warmongers who would destroy your world. The Christian Amanpours and the Anderson Coopers and the Wolf Blitzers, they are mad people. They're insane. And they've controlled our country for more than half a century. They are now having Trump derangement syndrome, as Rand Paul correctly stated, to their faces. Because Donald Trump, as he said just a moment ago, remember, I came into power just a little more than a year ago. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donald Trump in his interview with Tucker Carlson. This is sheer genius. Let me see if I can get the next 60 seconds of Donald Trump in here. Listen to this. You've never heard any of these things from any figure like Donald Trump.
As you've traveled around Europe and looked at Europe over the years, can you think of a place that has been improved by mass immigration or the movements of large numbers of refugees?
Not one.
Not one.
And in fact, one of my big things, and some people were insulted. I'll say a year ago, they would have been totally insulted. Now, maybe there could have been a couple out of all of those countries. I said, the immigration policies in Europe are a disaster. You're destroying Europe. You're destroying the culture of Europe. The crime is up in those areas, and you better do something. I tell them that. I said, look, it's not me. It's not anything. You just look at the numbers. The numbers speak. But the culture is changing rapidly, and the crime rate is changing more than rapidly. You better do something. I told them that.
What are the lessons for us watching that?
Well, we have to be very strong on the border. Now, we're much stronger than we ever were on the border, and our numbers are much lower, but still, we're getting the wall. We're putting in for about $5 billion. We've already started the wall, $1.6 billion. Started in San Diego, California. It's almost completed in that area. And by the way, the people were really asking for it. You know, it's interesting. They'd probably go down as, we don't want the wall, but when it came to their backyard, they wanted that wall, and they wanted it up fast. But we've started the wall. We are going to continue with the wall. It's so necessary. But we have to have strong immigration policies. Our laws are so bad, Tucker. Somebody comes in, and they step on our land, and now we end up with a court case that takes 7 years, but the people never show up to court. It's so bad, and we have to do something about it. Like, if they come into our land, we have to say, I'm sorry, you have to leave. Not, I'm sorry, please come to court. We're going to put you in court. You'll come back in 3 years for your trial, and then they never show up. That's what's happening now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Bingo. Did you hear that, folks?
You're gone.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And you notice the speed with which he answered Tucker Carlson. When Tucker Carlson, have you ever seen a country improved by immigration, mass immigration? No. No, no hesitation, no pause. That's our man, folks. Go ahead, Paul.
These are the ideas we've been trying to get out there for 30 years. and the very fact of leadership, leadership isn't everything, but it really does count. Right up here where I am, we recently elected a new premier in Ontario. He's a populist conservative named Doug Ford. And he started calling these people that are slithering across the U.S. border into Canada, and that's illegal, calling them illegals. Well, our Negro Somali Muslim immigration minister said, well, that isn't very nice. That might stigmatize them. They're undocumented. They're irregular migrants.
Ford is able to do this. His courage is bucked up by the existence of Donald Trump. But folks, in those last few seconds of Donald Trump, you heard so much greatness, so much truth. As Paul said, for 30 years we've been trying to get these ideas. Donald Trump. I'm telling you, the whole Tucker Carlson interview is 9 minutes long. And Donald Trump ranges through the entire spectrum of our problems. And he gives the solutions in 9 minutes. Folks, this man is truly great. I'm glad we had a chance to play this. But you'll see more of this. Donald Trump going to outlets like Tucker Carlson to talk directly to us. And I'm proud that we're able to be a little bit of a megaphone for the truth he's getting out. We'll see you all again tomorrow night with more of the Trump phenomenon.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.